Well, before we get into how do we develop a planned and not a canned presentation, we probably ought to talk about some different ways to develop these names and leads that you need to talk to. And we call this learning how to fish. And we use the fishing analogy because prospecting is a lot like fishing. If you want to go fishing and you've stopped at the bait and tackle shop and you've asked the proprietor there, well, you know, what are the fish, you know, biting on today? And he gives you some lures and gives you some live bait or whatever it is that he gives you. And you say, well, this is the stuff that's really working out there. You might have the greatest lures in the world. You might have the greatest marketing plan. You might have the best letters and the best script in the whole wide world. But if you go to the wrong pond, you're not going to catch any fish. Or you're not going to catch the fish that you wanted to catch. If you have lures, if you've got a hula popper with a yellow underbelly and a yellow tail to it with a red face on it, and you're trying to catch bass and you've gone to a pond where there's nothing but crappie, you're in trouble. And it's not that your bait's bad bait, you're just in the wrong spot. So we call this learning how to fish because prospecting is a lot like fishing. You need to have not only the right bait, but you got to make sure you're fishing in the right ponds. But there's different types of ways to get prospects and to find people to talk to. One of the ways that we talk about often is cold calling. You know, I'm not going to spend a great deal of time on cold calling because, quite frankly, when you've got somebody new in the business, you have to teach them how to do that. But that's not that complicated. Cold calling is certainly either picking up the phone and calling someone that you don't know or walking in the door to someone that you don't know. And if I had you or your family lock up in a room someday and said, listen, you've got 24 hours to make a sale, or I'm going to take a bomb and throw it in that closet with your family, the last person in the world that you'd go talk to is someone you didn't know. I mean, so it's the least effective way of prospecting that there is. But people do it and they train for it. The second thing is introductions. Now, that terminology may be new to you because oftentimes people talk about it as getting referrals. And referrals is a long-standing tradition. People have done it for years and years and years, but oftentimes that is done ineffectively. And they talk about referrals of, well, I'll talk to Tom here and say, Tom, I need your help, and who should I talk to? And he says, well, you should talk to John and Harry and Mary over there, and say, great. And then I send a letter or I call John, Harry, and Mary, and when I make my phone call, they still don't know who I am. All it is a name. It's not a whole lot different than cold calling. And if there's a gatekeeper, I mean, they're still not going to take the phone call if I don't know who I am. So that's why we call it introductions. You should get introduced to that person that you want to meet. The third item is what we call a bro card or a brochure card, where you have a brochure with your picture on it, some information about you, and you ask your client or prospect to write some nice things about you and send it to somebody else. The next way to prospect is what they call lifestyle prospecting. If you're part of a bowling league, or you're a member at a country club somewhere, or a PTA or a soccer association, it's just the people that you meet in your normal living day activities. Working with those people, getting to know those people, go back to the eye and attitude in terms of being involved, you're certainly going to meet people that you can work with through your lifestyle. The next way is through personal observation. I'm working with a furniture company up in Dayton, and talking with one of their salespeople, and he's talking about this prospect he's working with, and I asked him, interestingly, I said, well, how did you find this prospect? And he said, well, I was driving down the road one day, and there was a big hole in the ground. And he said, I just figured there was a building going to go in that hole. So he stopped and walked into one of the trailers and found out who was building the building and got in front of that person and made a sale eventually. You know, it's just personal observation, being aware of all the things that are going on around you and finding out if there's something that you do that would solve a problem for those people. Now, this last technique is the only technique that I've ever run across of that I know is 100% effective. It works all the time. Now, if you're driving, well, you might want to pull over and write this down because this is going to be vitally important to you. Now, this is going to be like, this is magic to everybody's ears. 100% effective technique? Yep, this is it. This 100% effective technique is not doing it. Now, I know you're disappointed, but the idea is this, that if you don't do prospecting, I know that doesn't work. My studio mate here is, John, if you don't go fishing, you ain't going to catch fish. And that's the way it is. You got to go put the pole in the water. I know if you don't do it, that's going to be 100% effective.